This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Beginner's Guide to Unity Programming for Lifelong Learners. Learn how to get started with Unity programming in a simple and fun way, perfect for lifelong learners looking to expand tech skills. Getting Started with Unity Programming, a Friendly Guide. Hey, have you ever thought about creating your own video game or interactive experience? Maybe you've heard about Unity somewhere, but felt it's too complicated or just geeky tech stuff. Well, let me chat with you about it like a friend, no jargon, just plain talk about what Unity programming is and how you can jump right in, especially if you're interested in continuing education or just enjoy learning new skills on your own schedule. Unity, in simple terms, is one of the most popular game development platforms out there. Think of it as a Swiss Army knife for building games, simulations, and even augmented reality experiences. What's cool is that it's accessible for beginners, but also powerful enough that pros use it to create big AAA titles and indie hits alike. Now, you're probably wondering, how do I even start with Unity programming? Don't worry, the path isn't as steep as it looks. Here's a casual rundown of the basics and some tips for getting into Unity development. Download Unity Hub and Unity Editor. First thing, you get the Unity Hub, which manages different versions of Unity on your computer. It's free to install. Then, from Unity Hub, you download the Unity Editor to start making your projects. Familiarize yourself with the interface. The Unity Editor has a few main windows, like the Scene View, where you arrange everything visually, the Game View, shows what the player will see, and the Inspector, where you tweak properties. It might feel a bit overwhelming at first, but just poking around helps. Learn. Basics. Unity uses C as its scripting language. If you're new to coding, it's great to start with some fundamentals of C++. There are tons of tutorials online that break down programming concepts in a clear way. Create your first script. In Unity, you write scripts to control how your game behaves. Start small, maybe a script that makes an object move or respond to your input. It's a satisfying moment when you hit play and see your code in action. Explore Unity's built-in features. Unity comes with physics engines, lighting systems, audio controls, and animation tools. You don't have to build everything from zero, just learn how to use these building blocks. Use online courses and resources. For many of us, self-directed learning is key. There are plenty of online courses tailored for adult education and professional development that can guide you through Unity. For instance, Vrversity offers a platform for PhD-level online courses, which can be a great supplement if you want a more academic or research-focused approach to learning tech. Keep practicing and building projects. The best way to really get good at Unity programming is by making small projects. Try recreating a classic game like Pong or a simple platformer. Each project teaches you something new. Something else to keep in mind. Learning Unity fits perfectly within the whole concept of lifelong learning and distance learning. Because you don't have to be in a classroom or have formal education to build skills with Unity, you can combine it with your everyday life, take free tutorials or paid courses, and grow at your own pace. Also, the community around Unity is massive and super welcoming. There are forums, Discord groups, and official Unity tutorials that are useful whether you're just starting out or hitting roadblocks in your coding journey. So, if you're someone who values continuing education or just loves picking up new tech skills, Unity programming is an awesome playground to experiment in. Plus, with platforms like Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses, you can integrate serious knowledge alongside practical skills. To wrap this up, if you want to explore the world of game development or even use Unity for simulations or creative projects, take advantage of the wealth of online courses, tutorials, and communities waiting out there. Don't let the techie stuff scare you. It's really about curiosity and patience. Ready to boost your skills and maybe even create something amazing? Check out some advanced courses and resources to get you started in Unity programming and more at Vrversity. Explore courses now and embrace your journey in lifelong learning.